Hello, this is Fred.
Yes, hello, Fred. Good afternoon. This is Ben calling from Local Splash. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, Ben. How are you?
Doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you very much for asking. Just following up in regards to your account, we do have a cancellation request we received through
yes.
email today. Did a good
yes.
run? Okay.
Yes.
Let me just pull everything up. Shore Points Construction South. I must let you know the call will be recorded for quality assurance, okay?
No, that's fine.
Okay. So now let me just go through the security question really briefly. Let me just pull everything up. One moment. Okay. What city were you born in, Fred?
Summers Point.
Summers Point, okay. So let's pull this up, if you don't mind me asking. What's the main reason you're going to cancel?
Well, I'm actually going with another company that I've worked with in the past that has kind of served me well, and I'm just not seeing what I wanted to see with Local Splash.
Okay, I see. As you can imagine, you know, any decision that you take is fine. Remember, there's no contracts. Now, who are you going with? What company are you going with? What are they offering you?
Well, I don't want to get into all that. It's just, you know, the company that I used before, just, you know, I know what they do, I know what they offer. It just kind of works better for me.
Okay, I see. But what type of thing, you know, actually work better? If you don't mind me asking, right? Because I see you 2 weeks in, essentially.
Go ahead. Yeah, I just want you to follow through and cancel it out, and close this account up for me, please.
Okay. No, we can go ahead and proceed. Let me just pull this up here. As you know, we did have the business just verified, right, a few weeks ago. As you know, we can offer to place the account on hold as well with no commitments. But if you want to go back and try them out, now that we got the business verified, by all means. But, you know, we specialize in growing the business, you know, in the SEO field.
Yeah.
So we can offer to put
everything. Everything just looked, you know, just too generic. It just wasn't what I was wanting it to be. And so I went, like, again, I already went another route, and I'm going that way. So if you just please cancel me out.
Okay. I respect your decision, Fred. You know, at this point, we'll go ahead and proceed. We can go ahead and proceed with the cancellation. Let me see here. Okay. Now, one moment, please. Okay. Now, shorepointsouth.com, see, we just purchased that domain. Now, usually when you purchase a domain, you need to wait at least 60 days for a domain transfer. Now, at this point, you know, the domain, you can purchase it at any point. It does have a one-time fee of $99. But like we said, we do need to wait the 2 months. That's an ICANN rule. That's you know, for all domains. Now, did you not like the design? Because we could change that completely.
Yeah, I didn't like any of it, honestly. So, and that's why I went the way I went. I just wasn't liking what I was seeing.
I see, but did you ever address this with the web developer? You don't mind me asking, or not really?
Well, again, the other company that I've used in the past, you know, so I know the operations. They've taken care of me, and I just, you know. It's all good. So,
okay, I respect that, but you know, unfortunately, like we said, in regards to the domain, that would be the main issue, because it's a newly purchased domain, so you would need to wait, 2 months to purchase it for us to transfer it.
So that's whose rule?
That's it's called ICANN. You know, it's
okay.
In charge of all of the domains, the rule with GoDaddy or Name.com or all the websites. They don't allow a domain transfer.
And it's already been purchased. That was part of what I paid for, right? Already.
Well, we actually purchased it as part of your package, right? Now, of course, as long as you have the package active, it's included with the package. But if you want to purchase a domain, you know, to transfer it, you know, so somebody else can build a website on it, it does have that one-time fee of $99 that I mentioned.
So, again, like, part of what my fees were was purchasing that originally, correct? So why would I need to pay for it again?
No, the payment that you made is not for the domain, right? The domain, we purchased it because you were going to use it. You paid the $299, right, which is including the old SEO service, right, the $50 setup fee, and that's the $149 for the SEO service and $100 for the Facebook ads, which, you know, we do have pending. I mean, we suggest we finish them.
Okay, well, I don't want to keep repeating myself here. I just want to cancel, please.
No, I can go ahead and proceed with the cancellation, and I can send you confirmation of the account being canceled within the next 24 hours with your confirmation number. But like we said, that would be the hold up with the domain, right? You would need to wait 2 months to purchase it.
All right.
All right. So do you have any questions as of right now, Frederick?
No.
Okay. Well, just keep a look out there for your confirmation. If you have any questions, do let us know, okay? Best of luck out there. You have yourself a good day.
Thank you. All right, you too. Bye.